Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Porterfield. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Porterfield, and towards Klaus, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Ginsburg. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to second. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Miranda moves to second. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miranda moves to third. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Klaus. Miranda scores. Boyd moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Orioles. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pearsall for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive towards short. Miranda reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gardner fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman bunts towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Boyd moves to second. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Porterfield moves to second. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 2 in the game. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Busby moves to second. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Willie Miranda. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk bunts in front of the plate. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Busby moves to third. Ginsburg moves to second. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromontii settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser now playing shortstop. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromontii is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromontii is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aspromontii takes first base on ball 4. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridewesser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Boyd hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Boyd reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pearsall. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Boyd scores. It's Orioles, 2, Red Sox, 2. Ike DeLock now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman moves to third. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 3 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Goodman scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-2, Orioles. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Niemann moves to second. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ginsburg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Niemann trying to get to home. Stevens throws the ball in to Daly, who tags Niemann, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Busby moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Brooks Robinson now playing third base. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Ginsburg and he is safe. Pearsall steals second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 3 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's Orioles, 3, Red Sox, 3. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stevens moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Murray Wall now pitching. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 4 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Boyd strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gardner moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Billy Lowe's now pitching. Joe Durham now playing right field. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridewesser fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 3 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Daly reaches second base with a double. Aspromonte goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.